The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw their son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, last Sunday, if you remember, when I came down here, it was the earpiece, and so that wasn't a very good beginning. This Sunday, I had no music sheet, so I really think the Lord is trying to teach me something. He says, I think I heard him saying to me, "I'm going to teach you how to be humble." But thank you, Lord, I didn't feel the slightest bit embarrassed, and that was a good thing. That's very good. So now, instead of looking at the gospel this morning, we're going to do something different. I'm going to talk about St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, and especially to the reading that we had this morning, because it's an absolutely beautiful, absolutely wonderful reading. And it contains very, very, very important advice for all of us, myself included. And it's and if you take into account that it's probably one of the last letters that St. Paul wrote. When he wrote the letter to the Philippians, he was in prison, he was in chains. And yet, it's probably, well, it is the most positive of all his letters. And it has very, very wonderful advice for us. And it is really, watch your thoughts. It's about how we think. Watch your mind. And in the St. Paul's letter to quote the little bit I really want you to think about, hold on a minute, should be in here, don't lose hope in me. Yes. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about these things. Eleanor Roosevelt, she was the first lady here in this country at one stage, and actually she happened to be the first lady for the longest period. Nobody has ever been first lady as long as she was. She was first lady from 1933 to 1945. And she said something very, very wonderful. She says, watch your thoughts, because your thoughts become your words. Watch your words become your actions. Watch your actions become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Your character decides your destiny. How true that is. We need to watch our thoughts. It all begins in the mind. Now, just for a moment, go back to a week last Sunday and what happened in Las Vegas last Sunday night. Where did that begin? In the mind, in the thoughts, which led to action. And if you're going to be peaceful, if you're going to have peace in your heart, you've got to watch your mind. You've got to watch your thoughts. Isn't it very, very true to say two things about our thoughts? That we tend to think negatively rather than positively. That we like to be judgmental, to find fault with others, to critique people. And I wonder why. Because in some ways it makes us feel better. The mind, that is how the mind works. I put it more, bring it nearer to home. I find, and I'm sure you do, whenever you look at a person, when a person comes into focus, you look at a person, don't you almost instinctively have a positive thought or a negative thought, right or wrong? It's amazing. I think that's how it works. That's how it works. And also, isn't it very, very true to say that we like to always scapegoat? There's a problem, but it's out there. It's with the people you live with. It's your family. It's the people you work with. It's the people in Holy Family. But it's never you. We scapegoat. Now, don't say you don't do that. Don't say you don't do that. I do that. It's embarrassing to say it. I do that. And that determines the kind of person you are. Now you can have very negative thoughts And you think by having a smile on your face that nobody will notice. Yes, people do notice. That kind of energy comes through, whether you like it or not. It's like two men from Mars wanted to come down here and see what life was like. And they arrived in America. And they decided they didn't want to cause any fuss. So they decided they would try and be inconspicuous as they possibly could. So they went and got some American clothing. They learned their language. And the first day they were here in America, they got on very well. And nobody noticed anything different or strange about them. And so in order to celebrate their success, they went into a very exclusive restaurant and they had a very nice meal. And at the end of the meal, as they were paying the check, the waiter said to them, "You guys must be from Mars." And they were dumbfounded. They said, "How come? Why do you say that?" Well, he said, "In all the years I've worked here, you're the first who has ever paid a check in cash." So people do, you know, you can't fool people all the time. Now think about it. Again, if you go back to St. Paul's, and it is a beautiful letter, some wonderful advice. He says, "May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." If you're going to be true disciples of Jesus, you've got to guard your mind. If you have a negative mind, you also can have a hard heart. And I often wonder, because it happens to me, and it happens actually in church, when people turn to you and say, "The peace of Christ be with you." Sometimes that's meaningless, because if you don't have peace in your heart, you can't give the peace of Christ to anybody else. There's an old Latin phrase, "Nemo dat quod non habet." You cannot give that which you have not got. How true that is. "Nemo dat quod non habet." If you ask Clem, Monsignor Clem, he'll tell you, we learned that all those years ago in this seminary. It's about one of the few things we learned. And he will agree with that too. But it's a very true phrase. You cannot give what you have not got unless you have peace in your heart. We really need, especially today, can't emphasize that enough, to be people of peace. That's what Jesus wants us to be people of love and people of peace. And to repeat again what Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Watch your thoughts, they become your words." Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it determines your destiny. And if you have a negative approach to life, you'll end up a grumpy old man or a nasty old woman. Now don't be looking at the fellow beside you, but that is, you know, that, stop, don't be looking at him. But that is,
Stop!
See, that's interesting. All the women look at the men. look at yourself. Yeah. And just another little phrase, which is easier maybe to remember. Take care of your thoughts when you are alone. Take care of your words when you are with God.